www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Just the human nature. Come on, somebody say human nature. If it's not brought in check, you'll take advantage of stuff. Like when you go to company functions, you know, and they got all the food laid out. You see some people with stacks of food. They don't care. Man, I'm hungry. You know, no kind of etiquette. Just sitting over the corner. Taking advantage or anything free. You know, people in the grocery store that, you know, they be, you know, cooking up little stuff or have little things they serving at a free. Person do a whole lot of shopping so they can go back by there. You know, let me check that other one out. They'll eat it all up. That's kind of humorous, but the human nature, there's a lower nature, that Adamic nature. If it's not brought in check, it'll take advantage. And that's why we have to guard our hearts. You know, God wants us to be kind. God is kind, but God ain't no fool. Amen. People think they can take advantage of God. No, you can't. People think they get away with, no, you don't. He's just. He's a judge. Nothing gets past him. He might be long-suffering, but he ain't no fool. And he ain't going to owe anybody anything either. You understand? So we don't need to be foolish. We need to guard our hearts. Amen. We need to guard our hearts. But at the same time, we have to allow God to work the word in us until we become rich in the word. See, I'm telling you, this is the way that God approves you to multiply, not just by doing stuff, you know, formulas and systems and, you know, a certain book you read. Now you're doing this. Yeah, but are you becoming the word? See, that's stature. That's stature. You receive in the spirit first. You grow to a stature in the spirit realm first. If you're a spiritual midget trying to get a, you know, trying to get slay some giants, it ain't going to work. But you can be physically small, but a spiritual giant, and every enemy's going to have to bow before you. But here you are, you know, not working on your spirit man, trying to do everything in order. That's exhausting. See, the devil will change times and seasons on you and laws. He'll have you a workaholic. And you think you're doing good by all the stuff you're doing, but you're not getting any rest. Hello? Work and rest. God himself rested. And he made a law that 6 days you work and one day you're going to rest. And when people don't rest, stuff is out of balance. I guarantee you their walk is out of balance. It is. There's a balance that God wants you to have. Okay? So we seek approval to multiply. Not man's approval, God's approval. Okay? Another thing. God desires and wants the peace of Christ and the love of Christ, which is the word, to dwell in your heart richly. Let's dwell on that subject of peace. God desires that the peace of God, not just the peace. See, when we were saved, we made peace with God. Okay, we're at peace. And see, even with that, some people are still troubled and anxious over many things when you've made peace with God. Why then allow the devil to trouble you all the time? When I'm at peace with God, you know what? Even if people are not at peace with you, if you're at peace with God, tell them, hey, bump this. You're not worrying me. I'm at peace with God. Me and God is buddies. We got it going on here. We tight. I'm okay with God. God is not after me. God is not, you know, looking for me. I got peace with him. Now there's another thing. Once we have peace with God, there's the peace of God. That's when the word the nature of Christ is worked deeply into your spirit, a result of that is going to be peace. A result of the word, a result of your life in Christ, your prayer, your time of meditation, your quiet time with God, the end result of that is peace. You waste time, call yourself going before God to pray, and you come out more anxious than you went in, more troubled and disturbed than when you went in before God. No, when you go before God, there's an impartation of peace of God. We have peace with God. But many times in the world, things can trouble us. Deadlines, oppression, sometimes lack try to rear its ugly head. Sometimes persecution, things vexing our spirit. That's the time you go into your prayer closet. That's the time you go before God and get the peace of God. Peace in the midst of your storm. Peace in the midst of your challenge. Peace in the midst of bad reports. Peace when they say, you can't do this, and God told you you can. Come on, you have peace. You can walk through the storm with peace. You can walk through the storm, amen, with your eyes focused on Him, not worried about the outcome. Because why? I have the peace of God. See, peace is not just a feeling. It's a security, it's a safeguard, it's a weapon. Are you hearing? See, the devil's holding on to a lot of stuff that belong to you. You understand what I mean? It's not that he's using that. What I'm saying, he's blocking you from some stuff that is rightfully yours. And sometimes you can't or have not gotten there because you allow circumstances to steal your peace. They enter the boat to go to the other side at the command of God. As they were going, the devil, out of legion, went up into the atmosphere and created a storm to destroy them. And he would have destroyed them, number one, because the 12 had no peace. Amen. You know, no peace long enough will give you a breakdown or get you so mad you're going to do something. Amen. I mean, we need peace. I don't know about you. I don't know what I would do without his peace. There's too much that can trouble you, too much oppression in the world, too much uncertainty, too dark. But in the midst of that, there's peace. They woke Jesus up, said, Master, don't you care that we die, that we are perishing? He said, oh, ye of little faith. He still said, peace, be still. And now, why is it so important that that word be worked in you, that you become rich? See, Jesus was rich in the word. And when he spoke, authority came out with that word. And that word knew that storm had to cease when it was released to the storm. The fig tree knew it had to dry up. The dead man knew he had to come back. Demons knew they had to come out. Why? He was rich in the word. And see, when you go through your trial and you allow in the midst of that trial, you say, Lord, help me here. I'm about to lose it. I don't want to lose it. I don't want to be a leaking vessel. Work this word in me to where I become this word. Where does it happen? In the midst of a trial. Not when we're all happy and dancing around here. That's the time to celebrate the victory. But when it's you, the Lord, and the devil. And now you have purpose. Nobody watching. Nobody to applaud you. Nobody to condemn you. It's just you and God and the enemy. Now you working this thing. You know what they said, what they did. And it done vexed you. And you know what you would have did before you got saved. Now we all know that. You know, you think about it. Well, child, please. If I wasn't saved, you need to see. That's some elementary principles you need to cut on off. Stop thinking about what you would have did before you got saved. That been 50 years. What you talking about? 50. How can you remember that many years back? What I did 50 years ago, back in the 20s? No, you'd have been a dead man. I had to go way back. I ain't, you know. Are y'all catching this though? We got God's credit card application. The letters have been in the mail. You are approved. Come on, you are approved. Now, you got to act on that. You got to be willing to submit. You better read the small print. Read it all. It costs him everything. Like with some of these credit card companies, it costs you everything. God has approved you to multiply. But now you got to sign that. You got to read it. You got to know what you're getting into and be willing to go all the way. When you sign that, you are signing a commitment to all. You know, they send you those little papers that you can't hardly read. They make it so small you can't read it anyway. And you don't read it anyway. Tell me, one person read the whole thing on all the different points and all the stuff that they talking about. And you don't understand it when you read it anyway. You need about 5 lawyers to decipher that. And then when they explain it to you, you still don't understand it. God has approved us to multiply. Peace is very important. Peace is a weapon. Peace, the peace of God will bruise Satan under your feet. See, when you maintain peace in trial, see, everybody can maintain peace on a beach in the Bahamas. Y'all can picture, right? Just sitting, nobody around to bother you. Peace. Nice gentle wind blowing. But how about in the midst of a trial, a test? When you maintain peace there, it's twofold. It's like a two-edged sword. The enemy is defeated, and the word that you are holding is worked deeper into your spirit. In other words, you're getting richer. You're getting richer in that word. Now, it's important that you not be a leaking vessel. Pass one test, then fail the next 5. Pass one test, then fail 2. Pass one test, then lose your temper again. Pass one test, and then tell them off again. You got to keep this fella under control, self-control, temperance. It's not just something we do every now and then. It's a life. See, when the word is worked in you, you become that. That's what you become. You become the word manifesting through a mortal body. And so you all the other options are cut off. I don't have an option to curse you out. God don't give me that option. That wasn't in the form, in the approval. I didn't sign up for that. Are you hearing? There's no clauses to get out of it. We are approved to multiply.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 3 of 10 Dimensions of Man's Call. Once you have peace with God, you have the peace of God, because the nature of God is worked deeply in your spirit. It is like a two-edged sword. The enemy is defeated, and the word is worked richer in your life. You can walk through the storm not worried about the outcome. Let your life manifest the word. Don't be a leaking vessel. This is the mechanism by which God will take domains through you.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.